You are listening to the Feast Podcast from the Light of Jesus family. We share here significant and heartfelt messages for you to reflect on and pray about. May this message help prepare you to face your challenges, follow your dreams, and open yourself up to God's unlimited blessings.
To all the fathers, happy Father's Day. Yeah.
Sige, dito ka dito, isa dulo. Diyan. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Diyan kasi yung mga matatangkad eh, tapos yung separate yun yung pinakagwapo.
Yeah. Sige na nga, session mo to eh. Feast mo to.
Dito ka...
You wanna say a welcome message?
Yes, yes. So you're two going to be fathers very soon. So I have only two words for both of you.
What?
You're doomed. How many months will they not sleep when the baby comes out?
Forever.
It's true.
In fact, we were saying, you were asking the question, are you ready to become a father?
Yeah.
You know, that question is a joke. Nobody really gets to be ready to become a father or a mother. You just dive into it and then learn the ropes along the way. So, good luck.
All right. That's why we're doing this. We're going to learn from you guys.
Very encouraging opening, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Sobrang nakaka-inspire.
Opening pa lang yan, ha?
Brother Alvin, Brother Bo, how many years are you as a father?
17.
Wow.
Brother Alvin?
22.
Wow. 22.
Kasi parang wala kami edad ni Bo, pero nag-asawa ko 7 years old. So...
Simula na nga tayo.
Let's begin.
I want to ask one quick question. Well, let's start it very, very light. All right? What were your funniest moments as a father? Can you share some stories?
Sa akin, masayahin talaga akong tao eh. Mapagpatawa. Pero nung nag-asawa ako, naging seryoso na ako. Wala na akong maalalang... That's a joke. You know, fun. Funniest fun. Ako, as a teacher, educator, and as a father, ang sa akin ang fun, deliberate yan. Pinaplano yan. Kaya ako, mga fun moments namin or funny moments, pag tinatakot ko sila, interestingly, di ba yung nakakatakot fun? Lalo na pag nilaldad ko yung buhok ko, tapos biglang gulating ko sila, daddy, ah! Tapos natawa, ah! Again, di ba? Ganon. Fun yun eh. Tapos ang pinaka mabilis kong fun moments or funny moments, pag di sila natatawa sa mga jokes ko, mga pato, kinikiliti ko sila. Makiliti ako eh. Gusto mo, kilitiin kita? Effective, tumatawa ka na, hindi ko maginago.
Mamaya.
Ayun. Talagang may plano ako for fun and everyday, like my... I have a 21-year-old son who's a music head in the afternoon session and who leads worship sometimes in the morning session. And then, deliberate yung aming fun. We talk about basketball, we talk about superheroes, we talk about music. At yung sa akin namang 7-year-old daughter, hindi lalagpas ang isang linggo, isang araw na hindi kami naglaro. Literally. Ang fun moments namin when we jump on the bed. May kanta yun eh. Aya and daddy jumping on the bed. Daddy fell down and broke his head. Aya called the doctor and the doctor said, no more jumping on the bed. Tapos gagawin ko yun, mauumpog ako, tapos mauhulog ako. Daddy, again, mga 100 times kong gagawin yun. Okay. Yeah, deliberate talaga yun. Fun. Saya, no?
Oh, thank you, Brother Alvin, for that.
Grabe yun, deliberately breaking your neck.
What about you, Brother Bo?
I have two memories, one with Bene and one with Francis. During the time when, he was a teenager, he became a teenager, and then he shot the daylights out of me when he came up to me and he said, Dad, I want a mohawk. I think I shared this to you already. And a mohawk is you shave the sides of your head, and then you let your hair in the middle point up, like a spiky thing, and that was crazy. That was, what? Why do you want to look like a horse? But I didn't say that.
But biglang tumingin ka sa akin? Bro, minsan mag-iingat ka din sa mga sinasabi mo. Kasi ibang breed naman ako eh.
You did? So anyway, I didn't say that. I didn't say, why don't you look like a horse? I said, sure. Because I've made a principle in life that when you reach adulthood or teenage life, the kids want to build their boundaries already, and that's very healthy. So if it's not sin and just a matter of preferences, I will let you go, because one of the most important messages you want to tell your kids as they grow up is, I trust you. And so it was true enough. You know, a few days later, he comes walking into the house with a mohawk. And my gosh, it looked horrible. At least from my perspective. But he came in, you know, with confidence, bristling with pride. And I looked at him and I said, yeah. But then the great thing about this is that 6 months later, he walks in the house without the mohawk, normal haircut. And I said, what happened? And he said, oh, this looks better. Yeah. So the idea is just to trust them and to know that sometimes they go through certain phases. And so that of course, when that happened, it wasn't funny at all. But now I look back and it was so hilarious. My funny moment with Francis was just two years ago. We went to confession. I went to the confessional box. After confession, I knelt down somewhere to say my penance. But when I opened my eyes, Francis was in front of me, 3 inches away, my face. He was looking at me with a very perplexed look. And then he asked me, Dad, why are you going to confession? And I said, why? And he said, you don't sin. Hindi kayo tumawa. Yun lang. Ako lang nakakatawa. I mean, I told him, of course I sin, you know, but my son believes I don't, so I don't know, I just found it funny. Sorry, hindi pa lang nakakatawa.
Actually, nakakaingit si brother po. Yung hairstyle na bumalik sa normal. Yung anak ko hanggang ngayon, mahaba pa rin buket. Palaisipan sa akin, bakit? Tapos yung anak mo sabi, why do you go to confession? Yung anak ko naman tanong sa akin, Dad, when will you go to confession? Iisip tuloy. Tama bang guess mo ko dito ngayon?
Ganda ng mga sharing. I hope you're learning, just like we are learning. Happy moments, funny moments. How about those times? I'm interested to know, you as a dad, dads are always the authority. You make the rules, guidelines. How about during the times when it becomes difficult and when your kid doesn't want to follow you? What would you do?
Sa akin, kasi may 21-year-old na ako, so dumaan talaga dun sa teenage life. Sabi nga ni Bo, no, testing his boundaries. No? Sa akin, dumaan talaga sa mga ganun. Pero ang number one effective way for them to follow is for you to model what you say. Kaya ako, when I tell them to eat their vegetables, ako mismo nakikita nila kumakain akong gulay. Even my 7-year-old daughter, naku, she loves sweet vegetables. Pag sinabi kong maaga silang matulog, ay maaga dapat ako matulog. And then when I tell them to pray, they see me and my wife praying. And when I tell my son to cut his hair, I pray. So modeling talaga yun.
Ninonovina din yung buhok. Ganun
yun.
Pray the rosary.
Kasi pag di mo na kaya yun, i-offer mo lang sa paana ng krus ni Jesus yung mga paghihirap.
When my kids do not listen, do not want to obey, you know, I just tell my wife, sweetheart, yung mga anak mo. Kidding aside, I listen. I do not get angry. I do not shout. I just listen. Sometimes if kids know that you're hearing them and you respect them, then they follow. That's been my experience in the past 17 years. You just sit down and you listen to their words and then the meaning behind those words, and it'll be so much easier after that.
Wow. Praise God for that. Can I go back to that earlier statement that you made, Brother Bo? The reason why nobody laughed when you made that statement was because you don't sin. right? But Brother Alvin, on the other hand,
parang given, no?
Parang expected.
Malamang last guesting ko na dito yan. Maluwagwag may sa hapon, ha? Pwede kayo ito.
But okay, on a more serious note, we all know that you're not perfect. We're not perfect. The only perfect person is the Lord. Your fathers were not perfect, definitely. I want to ask, what were his biggest weaknesses, yung dad niyo, and did it affect you as a father?
Yes. You know, my father came from that generation where fathers were aloof, were distant in one sense, did not speak too much, no facial expressions, always grunting here and there instead of speaking. He died when I was 40 years old. And in the whole 40 years that I lived as a human being, he never once said, "I love you." He never once said, "I'm proud of you, son." So, but I knew he loved me. He loved me in another language. He loved me in another way, spending time with me, etc., which is really the most important. But because he was not affectionate, because he was not expressive in his love, he didn't hug me and all that. I decided that if I become a father, I will become affectionate, I will be expressive. So today, for the past 17 years, every single day, I'll tell my kids, "I love you. I'm proud of you." So that's my response to my dad's weakness.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ganda ron. What about you, Brother Alvin?
Yung tanong mo, ano yung mga pagkakamaling nakita ko sa tatay ko?
Yes.
Alam mo, honestly, wala akong nakitang pagkakamali sa tatay ko.
Bakit?
Dahil wala akong nakitang tatay. Talagang he was absent most of the time. But seriously, my mom and my dad, they separated when I was 9 years old. And I saw him again when I was already in college, and he had a different family. But now, only a few years after we met again, he passed away. But you know, I love my dad, and I learned so much from him. In fact, when he became distant or absent, it paved the way for me to look up and discover my Heavenly Father. No, and I realized, because when I was with my dad, he was a prayerful man. No, hinatid niya ako doon sa pananampalataya ko sa Diyos. Tapos yung natutunan ko doon, because I didn't grow up with my dad, and sabi ko, pag ako nagkaanak, sisigurado ko, I will make time for my kids. I will always be present for them. And yet, I realize I can never always be present for them.
That's right.
So, tulad ng nangyari sa akin, ay dapat ihatid ko din yung aking mga anak to look up to their Heavenly Father. At the times that I'm not there, or at the time that I won't be with them anymore, alam nila may tunay silang Ama sa Langit who will never leave them and always be present for them.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. It's really good that we get to learn from our fathers, no? And then we apply it into our lives. But I'm sure you also made mistakes. Like, you had your own weaknesses, and because of that, you would have regrets. What are your regrets? And if you're gonna live your life again, or you can change something in the past, what would that be?
One of my regrets, I think it's my only regret. As a father, was I spanked my son Benny when he was 1.5 years old. And you know, when you're young and you're a young father, you read the books and you try to do something. Fatherhood was so brand new for you, and that was my experience. And then, you know, some of the books were saying, you know, you should spank your kids because that's in the Bible. And I did when he was 1.5. But then the experience, you know, as we went on with life, I just realized maybe there's another way. There's another way of disciplining. I'm not making a blanket statement that spanking is, you know, something you should never do. But I believe it should be the last resort, if ever. And that there's so many other ways to discipline. So after that, I think after spanking him twice, my wife and I, we decided, you know, I'm sure there's another way. And so we didn't do that anymore. And then with Francis, we never did. So there, that would be my you know, if I would change something, it would be that.
Alam niyo, pag yung parenting, sabi niyo nga walang parenting school, most often, yung pagpapalaki mo sa iyong anak ay kung paano ka pinalaki ng iyong mga magulang. Or, kung hindi mo gusto yung pagpapalaki sa iyo, you tend to go to the extreme opposite. And because I didn't grow up with my father, well, it was my mom. Siya nagtaguyod sa amin. And I love my mom. She loved us so much. Except that my mom was so strict. And again, yun ang parang kalakaran noon eh. And alam mo kung gaano ka-strict tong mami ko. Pag nasa bahay kami, dapat mayroon kaming ginagawa. Busy kami. Kaya pag nandun siya, tumingin sa akin, dapat naghugas ako pinggan. Kahit na nahugasan eh, uulitin ko. Para lang busy ako, busy, ganun. Dapat may ginagawa ka, trabaho ka. Ngayon, ito yung regret ko. Dahil I went to the opposite extreme. Gusto ko lagi masaya yung mga anak ko. We watch TV, we play around, and so feeling ko baka sumobra naman akong naging liberal, yung disiplina. I should have, you know, learned a little from my mom and applied that. But you know, dahil mga bata pa naman kami ni Bo at andiyan pa naman yung anak ko, I don't feel that should be a regret because I can still do that. No, my son, my 21-year-old son, still apply some level of loving discipline, especially to my 7-year-old daughter. So yun, I need to work a little more on the value of hard work sa kanila, of working, of discipline. Yun.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for that, Brother Alvin. So you don't regret?
Because I can still do something about it.
Wow. I love that. Because that's what we believe in. I mean, we all believe that we have a God of many chances.
Yeah.
So we can always have a chance to rectify things, you know, in life. You can always do things differently. Hallelujah. I just want to augment that question of Didoy because I found it so appealing and ideal. Let's go hypothetical right now. If you had a chance, let's say that you had a time machine and you could go back in time, 30 years, let's say 30 years ago, and your wife was just recently, you know, she's still pregnant, you're waiting for your baby. What advice would you give to yourself, to your younger self?
Ang una kong comment dyan, mali yung mat mo. Kasi kung 30 years ago, buntis na yung asawa ko, eh, 7 years old nga ako nag-asawa, so 37. No?
I'm sorry.
Kasi sinasabi mo 60 years old na kami ngayon. Eh.
Na-confuse ako. Kala ko si Brother Adrian kausap ko.
Ayun. Well, ang tanong mo, kung makikita ko yung batang sarili ko, anong sasabihin ko sa kanya? Sabihin ko sa kanya, huwag ka nang tumanda. Stay young. But really now, as a father, I discovered that in myself. No, I stayed young for my kids. Again, we talk about Superman and an Iron Man, and we talk about basketball, and we play music together with my 21-year-old son. And again, I play around with my kid, maybe a 7-year-old kid, jumping on the bed. Feeling ko, you should, no, it's good to be always young for your kids. No, young at heart, and keep your body, you know, young so that they can enjoy you for a long time. Yeah.
If I you know, would go and visit my younger self, I would tell him, be patient. Everything will be all right. You know, these Audie and Didoy, they're going to become new fathers, so they're going to be holding their babies in their arms, and they'll have sleepless nights, and sometimes the baby is crying and you don't know why the baby is crying. You know, where does it hurt? How do you help the baby? Then the baby gets sick, and then you bring the baby to the doctor, and you know, it's so stressful, and then you're asking yourself, am I doing the right thing? I will tell you the same words, be patient. Everything will be all right. And you know, when my son became a teenager and he was distancing himself and he was not disclosing, he was not sharing anymore as before, and he would not run to me and hug me, you know, it was also that tension. Oh no, what's happening? Why is he not there the way he was before? I would tell myself, be patient. Everything will be all right. And that's what happened. My son, my teenage son, came back, quote unquote. And we're so close now. We love each other. We hug each other, and we love spending time together. It's amazing. So I just wanted to tell all the fathers in the house, If you're going through some tension with your kids, I don't know what you're going through, keep on doing the right thing. Just spend time with your kids and be patient. Everything will be all right.
Wow. Wonderful. Be patient. Everything will be all right. That's one of our take-home messages. I want to ask this question. I feel like I have to ask this question because more than just great fathers, we're also great husbands. And I am wondering, how are you able to manage it? How are you able to do it that aside from being great fathers, you are still great husbands? I want to understand. I want to learn from you guys.
Tama yung idea yan, no? Sa akin, to be the best way to be a great father is to be a great husband. Because your kids, no, might find it confusing if you tell them you love them and then they see that you don't love their mother. Kaya, again, deliberate mo din gagawin yun. Kaya ako, may movie time ako with my kids. We eat outside. We play. Pero nakikita nila at masaya sila pag sinabi kong, oh, kami ni mami, may date naman bukas. No, we'll eat outside, watch a movie, and yay! No, saya nila. Kaya alam nila, authentic yung pagmamahal ko sa kanila kasi nakita nila, mahal na mahal ko din ang nanay nila. Yun. Dapat, yun ang pundasyon.
It's beautiful. I totally agree. I believe that our kids, my kids, your kids, they can launch themselves into the world because they have a platform. And that platform is the marriage of mommy and daddy. Because when they go into the world, things are uncertain, things are unpredictable, but they have the confidence to do that and enter into an unpredictable world because there is one thing that they can predict, that when they go home, mommy and daddy love each other. That will be their stability. And I call on husbands and wives to keep on loving each other. The best way you can love your kids is to love your spouse. The thing is, and I know this, the reality is that there are many here, many in the world, who have broken families. Or your marriage is broken and you're wondering, how can I give stability to my child? Number one, the stability of your love for your child. Number two, the stability of your love for God and God's love for you. Your relationship with God will be the stability, the launching pad. And number three, community. First of all, the nuclear family, siblings, grandmother, aunt, uncle, just there supporting you as a family. You need that. And when I say community, I also mean here, Light of Jesus. You've got friends here, maybe your light group, maybe your feast video. That's why we keep on campaigning for smaller and smaller feasts and light groups, because that will be your support group. That will be the stability that your children need. When they see mommy, you know, maybe single mom, single dad, but they have friends and they see love in those friends and they see you happy and strong, then that the child will know that that will be the family they have in their life.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Bo. Thank you so much, Brother Alvin. We can face fatherhood now in a better way, in a wiser way. Thank you to our dear fathers, our spiritual fathers here in Light of Jesus and the feast. One more time, big, big hand for Brother Alvin, Brother Bo. And I think to end this interview, this session, we have a special number for you, and it's a song by Brother Alvin. He made it with his team, and he's going to sing it for us. I hope you enjoy this.
When we were planning about this special day, this interview, Bo and I and Odie, Dido, I was telling them, we'll be surely discussing about the ideal fathers, how to be a good, great father. But I know that some of us may not have that kind of a relationship with our dads. I know, because again, my mom and dad separated when I was 9. And then when I saw him after college, he passed away after a few years. But you know, I can look straight into your eye and tell you that I love my dad. I love him so much. In fact, the 9 years that I grew up with him and he was with me were wonderful years, were beautiful years. No, he trained me how to sing. He inspired me to speak before an audience. He hugged me and we played around. And then that was enough for me to feel his love. At kaya ko sinasabi sa inyo yan, dahil alam ko na marami sa atin nagdadaan. Nagtatampo tayo o nagtampo tayo sa ating mga tatay. Nagalit tayo sa ating mga ama. Ako din galit eh. Sila naghiwalay. For some time, I struggled with that thought that did he abandon us? Pero ito lang ang tanong ko sa inyo. Kung galit kayo sa mga tatay nyo, hanggang kailan yung galit na yan? Hanggang kailan? Kasi, baka kung na-realize mo na kahit anong mangyari, mahal mo ang tatay mo, baka wala na siya. Baka wala na siya. Kaya ang aking mensahe sa awiting ito na sinulat ko kasama ng aking anak na si Ayo, love your fathers, no matter what your relationship with them. And love them especially if you're still living with them. Love your dads while he's still around.
Can I request all the fathers to stand up? We'd love to pray for you. That will be our gift to you. And all the fathers, please stand up. Those who, if there's a father beside you, can you put extend your hand towards them, and we're going to pray. Father, thank you so much for raising up men who will raise up children for you. Thank you, Father, that right now you're giving them the anointing. Thank you that right now you're increasing the anointing of fatherhood. Thank you for more love in their hearts, more peace, more joy. We pray for wisdom that they'll be able to guide their children. We pray for more patience, more endurance. Thank you, Father God, that they will persevere to do your will and lead your family closer to you. We thank you for blessing them with health and strength and prosperity and financial abundance to bless their families and the world. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Give a big hand to our fathers. We love you, daddies. Please stand up, everybody. Let's come before the Lord and love God. I want you to look upon your God, your Heavenly Father. If this posture is comfortable for you, come before Him and say, Father, thank you. I am your child. I live for you. I depend on you. You are the source of all my blessings. Because of you, I am secure. Because of you, I am strong. Because of you, I am so blessed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Light of Jesus family. For more messages like these, please visit lightfam.com/podcasts.